I think when you look at this Cass Creek Nature Preserve from an American, a Eurocentric, or Native American perspective, it's pretty much all the same. It was a beautiful live place one time, pristine. It was devastated. It was mined. Whether we knew it was good for it or not at the time, it did happen. But just like the people who collaborate now and get along and live and thrive, so has this place. As we look out upon it, it's thriving. All these plants are living together, and the flora and the fauna, and that's what we're doing as people. And this place can represent that, and I think it does. I think it's important for all community members, if they can, to be involved in restoration efforts in our environment, because it's the only one we have. And I think it's important for tribal members, if they can, for the First Peoples, as I would like to say, to be involved, because the ones that don't know what it's about can learn, and the ones that do know can teach and share, and that's important. I think it's important to share Native American history with other residents of the community that we all live in here, because you can't forget a people. And you can't forget a people who took care of this place where we live. Because if you forget about the people, you can forget about the place. And then you turn it into something that it's not. This preserve is obviously a great benefit to Yolo County. The citizens can see what a lot of the county looked like before it was paved over and urbanized. This Cass Creek Preserve, it's a wonderful, wonderful place to reflect and enjoy some peace and quiet if you want to.